to this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur. In this series, we're discussing 100 things millionaires do. On today's episode, don't get sentimental. You don't have to sell your grandmother. She can stay. But everything else must go. It's only human to become attached to things that you've had for some time. And that applies to investments. But just because it's your baby doesn't make it great. You should never get emotionally attached to your investments. And you have to always be willing to let go when the time is right. Too many investors struggle to walk away. My grandfather held on to his shop for decades. It was a business that he created from scratch and turned down great financial offers to sell it along the way. But in spite of all the signs that it was in decline, as supermarkets appeared all around, he was reluctant to let go. And when he finally did sell, it turned out to be for a fraction of what he could have gotten had he sold earlier. Developing an emotional attachment to your money or investments because they connect you to your past or for some other reason is just sentimental. Money has no emotion. It is just a tool. Let your babies go when the time comes, or you'll end up holding on to underperforming adults. Get over your attachment issues. Look at your finances, your work obligations, and your investments, and think about why you acquired them in the first place. Why are you still holding on to them? Are they performing the way you expected? Do you have company stocks and shares just because your first job was with that company? Are you soldiering on with an inherited family business because pulling the plug would mean giving up on your parents' dreams? Are you plowing more money into funds that have a track record of losing just because you cannot bear to crystallize the loss? You don't have to sell an asset or investment just because you have an emotional attachment to it. You just need to get rid of anything that is anchoring you because of the emotional attachment. Don't be afraid to cut the cord. It's human to have emotional bonds and connections, but if they're causing your wealth to falter, you have to decide between the importance of meeting your financial goals and holding on to your past. When it comes to investing, remember the sage advice offered by Warren Buffett. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. Wise words, indeed. And that's this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.